Good day. Welcome to another episode of the Audible Local Ledger Reads to the Blind podcast. You can get more information at audiblelocalledger.org. Stay tuned for today's reading. Hi, my name's Eric. I'll be reading you the Bishop's Blog from Bishop Edgar M. DeCunha. Today's date is Friday, March 8th of 2024. The headline, Moving Forward and Looking Back. Lenten Encouragement. There's something very simple many of us forget to do in our prayer. Listen. Lent is the perfect time to quiet our minds, our hearts, and our cell phones so we can hear the Holy Spirit speaking to us. God asks that you listen with your heart open to truly receive what He has to tell you, how He guides you, and when necessary, even comforts you. This may bring you consolation. Sometimes, however, what you hear can be difficult, and what He asks may be challenging. When you listen to God, you don't get to pick just the good stuff, the words that appeal to you. Last Sunday, we heard about Abraham, known as the father of faith, who shows us how to not only listen, but to hear and follow. Abraham believed what God told him and trusted in His will. He did not hold back anything from God, even his only son. What do I hold on to? What am I attached to? What is binding me? The gospel recounts the Lord's transfiguration. As Jesus was praying, the appearance of His countenance was altered, and His garment became dazzling white. St. Peter lost himself in this incredible moment, proclaiming how good it was for them to be there. When we experience the presence of Jesus as Peter did, we move beyond ourselves. Peter had to learn that Jesus' glory would be revealed only after the suffering of the cross. As the apostles, John and James, were there with Peter as well, they were able to behold the glorious sight of the glorified Lord, and they heard from God, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to Him." A message meant not only for them, but for us as well. We're halfway through our Lenten journey for 2024. As we continue through these 40 days of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, let us pay extra attention to Jesus' words and teachings. I pray you've been offering up your Lenten sacrifices for those special intentions you set at the beginning of Lent, and that you're experiencing how fruitful this type of purposeful prayer can be. Remember, there's also nothing we can do that will stop God from loving us. He didn't even withhold His own Son from us. God always turns tragedy into praise. God is not only for us, He is also with us. May these next weeks of Lent be a great blessing to you and your family. The diocese celebrates its 120th anniversary. On March 12, 1904, Pope Pius X created his first diocese as Pope, the Diocese of Fall River. This area has been part of the Diocese of Providence and Boston before that. For the remainder of this year, we will be sharing the fascinating history assembled by Monsignor Barry W. Wall in his book, Bearing Fruit by Streams of Water, a history of the Diocese of Fall River, on our social media platforms. You can also read a thorough account of our diocese's wonderful history on our website. I invite you to read it. Anniversary celebrations. As announced in last week's Building Faith blog, a Fall River Diocesan Day of Eucharistic Encounter will take place Saturday, September 7th, from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Bishop Connolly High School in Fall River. The day is not only a key event in the diocesan observance of the National Eucharistic Revival, now underway across the country, but also part of the diocese's 120th anniversary. It's a perfect opportunity for all of us to come together in prayer for grace and renewal, turning to the Eucharistic heart of Jesus for another 120-plus years. This day of Eucharistic encounter will include presentations from international author and speaker Chris Stefanik, who heads up Real Life Catholic, and Boston Archdiocesan Auxiliary Bishop Cristiano G. Boro Barbosa, as well as sessions in multiple languages, Mass, Adoration, Eucharistic exhibits, vendors, and more families are welcome, with activities available for children. Additionally, this year's Lumen Christi Gala on June 18th of 2024 at White's in Westport will give special attention to this 120th year of our diocese. Please save the date and look for more information in the near future. The diocesan website's new look. Last month, after months of preparation and planning, the diocese launched a new website featuring new branding that better depicts the mission, location, and heart of our Fall River Diocese. The website's a digital hub offering easy-to-locate links to evangelization resources, parish and school directories, daily readings, and upcoming events. Visitors can quickly access information on our diocesan offices, ministries, and agencies through various organized menu options. In addition, the web redesign delivers a consistent look across its subsites and pages. The overall intent of the site is to connect people to their faith. After reading today's Building Faith blog, I hope you'll explore the new website. Yours in Christ, Bishop Edgar M. Acuña.